USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A dozen Senate Republicans are joining Democrats in going against President Trump's declaration of a national emergency at the southern border. On Thursday, a Senate vote on a resolution of disapproval passed by a 59-41 vote. One of those Republicans voting for the resolution of disapproval, Utah Senator Republican Mitt Romney.
It's a question about the balance of power that is core to our Constitution. This is not about the president or about border security. In fact, I support border security.
A California woman is launching a $500 billion lawsuit in connection to the nationwide school bribery scandal. The woman filed her class action complaint in a San Francisco Superior Court against actresses Lori Loughlin, Felicity Huffman, and 40 other defendants. The woman claims her kid and other kids did not get a fair chance to get into universities due to the cheating scandal. This is USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, the first step is yours. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM-19, Oregon DM-80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission. License number DC-32.
More Americans filed for unemployment last week. Here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
The Labor Department saying 229,000 workers filed first-time claims last week. That's 6,000 more than the week before. The biggest jumps in claims were in New York, California, Pennsylvania, and Oregon. Sharpest declines seen in Massachusetts, Kentucky, Washington, and Rhode Island.
The Boeing 737 MAX airliner fleet is grounded across the globe after two deadly crashes. Former FAA Administrator Barry Valentine tells Fox News it's hard to determine how long this investigation into the Ethiopian Airlines crash will take.
It'll depend on the nature of the information they get, for example, from the black boxes and from what they can determine from investigating the crash site itself. But I would expect it would take some time before they would have a conclusive determination as to cause.
Valentine also says no data transmitted from any Boeing 737 MAX plane in the United States has shown any signs that there's a problem here. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is defending her opposition to impeaching President Trump. Talking with reporters today on Capitol Hill, Pelosi says the House has many other important issues to deal with.
Our focus was on what we said we would do. Health care, job creation, cleaner government, gun safety, issues like that.
The chaos is continuing down in Venezuela, although now they at least have power after being without for a few days. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo has a message from the White House for everyone down in Venezuela.
The American people are with you. We are prepared to provide the humanitarian assistance that you so richly deserve, whether that's food or medicine. We're determined to get it to you. It's the Maduro regime which has prevented that. You all have asked and demanded democracy, a voice, so that you can be heard. You should know the American people will not falter. We will maintain our efforts. We will work with Brazil and Colombia and all of the countries around the region who understand your plight and who understand that, frankly, your country has a long and deep and rich history that we can get back. American people are determined to help you get that. We're with you. We're with Interim President Juan Guaido. We can do good things for Venezuela together. You all stay the course. I know that you will. The American people will continue to do so, too.
Please remember, you can always find us online at usaradio.com or on Facebook at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.